Scripture reading is from 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Very familiar. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one, and there are many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
One of my professors back in college used to tell this story about these two blind men who had been healed by Jesus and met up one day. The two of them get talking and they get excited, talking about what it was like to be healed by Jesus, what it was like to be able to see again. And then one of them says to the other, ooh, tell me about the mud. Didn't that feel weird? And the other man says, the mud? What mud? And the first guy says, you know, the mud. Jesus uses mud. Don't you remember? He spits on the ground and he mixes up the spit and makes this mud. And then he rubs it on your eyes and then you can see. And the other guy says, what mud? There was no mud. Jesus doesn't use mud. He just said to me, your faith has healed you. And pow, like that, I could see. Well, the two guys, they keep arguing, and finally they just walk away mad at each other. They each decide that the other guy doesn't know what he's talking about, that whoever he met, it sure wasn't Jesus, because that's not the way Jesus does things. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul is writing to a divided church. He's writing to a church that's gotten mad at each other. Maybe they're fixing to walk away, because each group thinks the other group doesn't know what they're talking about. They're fighting over their gifts. Some of them have started speaking in tongues and saying, that's how the Spirit works. If you can't do that, you're not really connected to the Spirit. Some claim secret knowledge or wisdom and say that if you don't have that, then you're not really connected to the Spirit. Paul enters the fray. He tells them that their God is too small. Their vision of God's work is too narrow. Yes, by the Spirit of God, some are given wisdom and knowledge. Absolutely. But by that same Spirit, others are given different gifts. Prophecy, faith, wonders, discernment, speaking in strange tongues, the ability to interpret that speech. All different gifts, and the list is by no means exhaustive. All different gifts, but all gifts given by that same Spirit. We like to think that we're different, more enlightened. But the truth is, we do the same thing. We have our experience of God working in us and through us, and that is wonderful. Truly, it is a gift. But somehow, almost unconsciously, we start to make our experience normative. We get skeptical about other Christians, about other churches who make different claims for how God works. Sometimes we become divided, maybe even mad at each other, or worse yet, dismissive. Maybe we start fixing to walk away. Paul enters the fray. When we've started to see our church's understanding of the way God works as normative, as closer to the truth than others, Paul steps in. This is a tricky thing because if you're like me, you start hearing a voice in your head pointing out the way that Paul is pushing it back against those conservatives or evangelicals or Pentecostals or fundamentalists or whatever the other may be for you. Other Christian brothers and sisters, those other people, whoever they may be. But the reality is we all have a way of holding on to our certainty around the way God works. Or for a lot of us, we have a way of holding on to our certainty about the way God doesn't work. Paul invites us to let go. He invites us to let go of our certainty about how God does or does not work. He forces us to wrestle with the reality that God's work looks different in different places and among different people. The gifts of the Spirit manifest differently. But to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Different gifts given to each by that same Spirit. Paul invites us to spend less time fighting each other and instead accepting the differences all as God's work. I have to admit, when I first started looking at that list of gifts, speaking in tongues, prophecy, the power to heal the sick, or to work miracles, he talks about those things like they're a regular part of the everyday life of the church, and it gives me pause because I don't see those gifts in me. I wrestle with the reflection that this is a commonplace occurrence in the early church and yet not in my life. We were doing our Bible study the other week, and Cindy pointed out, she said, maybe that's because it's not about you. When Paul says, you are the body of Christ, he's not talking about me. When Paul says, you are the body of Christ, he doesn't use the you singular. He says, you, plural, are the body of Christ. I don't have all these gifts. Of course not. Not all of these gifts are found in one person. Maybe, Cindy said, maybe not all these gifts are found in one congregation. Maybe, she said, maybe it's not even about one denomination. We are the body of Christ. We need each other. Without each other, something is missing. We need our Pentecostal brothers and sisters speaking in tongues, proclaiming the work of God in powerful ways, resisting our tendency to intellectualize ourselves out of hope. We need each other. We need our evangelical brothers and sisters pushing us back to the Bible, reminding us that we proclaim good news of new life. We need our progressive brothers and sisters pushing us beyond the abstract to love concretely, to see all people as children of the living God, to put hands and feet to the gospel. We need each other. These other churches, different than us, experiencing the work of God differently than us, we need each other. The whole body of Christ. And we need you. No one of us contains all the gifts of the Spirit, but Paul proclaims that you, brothers and sisters, have each been given gifts. that God has begun a work in you and through you, given you gifts in service to the common good. What are your gifts? Sometimes we hold ourselves up. The voice in our head says, he doesn't mean me. He means somebody better than me, somebody smarter than me. Paul pushes back. To each and everyone is given different gifts by the same Spirit. Paul invites us to expect the presence of God, to look for the work of the Spirit around us, in each and every one of us, in ourselves. You've heard us talk about it. Each year we use this gifts discernment survey as a tool to help connect the people of this church with the ministries of this church. And Stone Church does a lot of good. This is a church full of people that makes meals for those who are hurting, that sends cards and knits prayer shawls, that really prays for people. This is a church that visits shut-ins and makes beautiful music, bringing people together in harmony. This is a church that visits people in prison all the time, that makes meals for the hungry, that travels to the ends of the earth to help those in need. This is a church that works to keep up this building so that it can be a blessing to the whole community for worship, for study, for shared meals and games, for Cub Scouts and Habitat for Humanity, for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, for college students. I am so proud to be a part of this church. The Gifts Discernment Survey helps you discover where you can get plugged in. It only takes 2 minutes to fill out. Of course, discovering your gifts takes time. The survey is just the beginning, you see. Maybe it will spark something, make you recognize something inside yourself that you'd never realized as a gift before. Or maybe you have gifts, things you're passionate about that you don't find represented on the survey. Send us a note. Don't let your gift go unused just because we haven't dreamed up how to use it yet. The survey is just the beginning because gifts discernment isn't just about filling places in the church. It's also about discovering our passions as a church, finding out together what God has placed on our hearts, following that energy to be the people God is calling us to be, taking the gifts that God has given us by the Spirit and re-gifting them, giving them back to God in service of the common good. So what are your gifts? What are you passionate about? Maybe you have faith. Faith that faces fear bravely. Maybe you're a person of hope who lives beyond the lazy thinking of cynicism, always able to see the potential for good. Maybe you love food or love to make delicious food, love the way a good meal brings people together. Right after church, we get to be the beneficiaries of Lisa Hostler's gifts in those areas. What are your gifts? Maybe you're organized. Maybe you like for things to be neat and clean. Maybe you love beautiful music. Maybe you're a good listener. Maybe you have a green thumb, not me. Maybe you like being around kids. Maybe God has made you good at making money, making as much as you can and giving it away generously. What are your gifts? Maybe you're good with technology. Maybe you can post on WhatsApp and InstaFace with the best of them. Maybe you've got a lot of time on your hands these days. Maybe you find yourself sitting in a chair with a lot of time on your hands these days. Time to call and check on people who could use a friendly voice. Time to pray. What are your gifts? And how are you going to use them? To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others. You, friends, have been given gifts for a purpose. You get to be a part of the work of God in this world. Without your gifts, we are incomplete. The body of Christ is incomplete. We need each other. So let your light shine. Amen.